A new coal mine for the state and in the so-called Golden Triangle has been given the green light from the federal government. Bendana Energy's Springshaw Creek coal mine will be an underground project located about 47 kilometres southeast of Emerald. This mine is forecast to have an operational life of 40 years and at peak production anticipated to produce 11 million tonnes of thermal coal each year. Landholder consultant George Howen is representing five objectors to the project. He says the company's initial aim of production beginning in mid-2015 is unlikely.
It's typical of mining lease proponents that they put unrealistic starting dates on their publicity and they completely ignore the objections process which they may have to go through. And that's what's happening in this case.
Can you just take me through where things are up to and the key concerns from your clients?
The key concerns boil it down to two things. Subsidence of up to 2.3 metres is forecast on this strategic cropping land, some of the very best dryland cropping area in Queensland. My clients are just not satisfied that the proponent has in any way demonstrated that it understands the magnitude of causing that much subsidence on cropping land. The second issue is groundwater, and it's already well acknowledged that the longwall underground mining will affect the principal aquifers that the landholders draw from in the basalt, and the landholders are really seeking a direction from the court. They must be make good agreements with every potentially affected landholder. And so those are the two issues, subsidence, groundwater.
So now it's going, those objections will go to the land court because those landowners and the group that you represent, they haven't been able to come to an agreement at this stage with Bendana Energy itself.
Yes, correct. There's been a lot of discussions over the last several years and those issues remain unresolved.
George, the company have hailed the project as an example of how underground mining and agriculture can coexist. Do you believe that can happen, that there is a compromise in there some way?
No. And the reason for being so dogmatic about that is that the company just hasn't given any indication that it understands what it would really take to reinstate this cropping land. It talks about what happens in Illinois where similar longwall mining occurs under farming land, but the climate and the soils and the circumstances are entirely different there. And on this fragile soil, which is so prone to erosion if there are excessive slopes, then it's a huge task to take on. And we don't believe that they've shown any indication that they understand what it would take or are capable of doing it.
A landholder consultant, George Howen, there. And Bendana Energy refused requests to join you on the Country Hour today. In a statement to the Australian Stock Exchange, the company says the approval from the federal government supports the comprehensive environmental impact assessment undertaken by Bendana Energy and the conclusion that there are no negative impacts from the project that cannot be satisfactorily managed or mitigated. They go on to say the company is working to resolve six objections to the project and has already received constructive responses from three landholders directly affected by the mine development. And the statement goes on to say the timing of the first production of the mine remains uncertain at this stage.